In our gospel reading today, Jesus gives his disciples some bad news. Jesus tells his followers that they will be hated because of his sake. Families will be divided because of Jesus. There will be trouble for the followers of Jesus. The one who endures to the end, Jesus says, will be saved.
耶稣给门徒一个坏消息，耶稣给佢个门徒知，耶稣嘅门徒会被人憎恨，系因为耶稣嘅缘故，家庭会因为耶稣而分裂，耶稣跟随者会有麻烦，坚持到底嘅人先至得救。
The word gospel means good news. And there does not seem to be much good news from what Jesus says to us in our gospel reading today from Matthew. As Christians, we are realists. We realize the reality of sin and evil in the world and in our lives. But we are also hope-filled. We are people of hope. So where can we find hope in our gospel reading today? Where can we see good news in what Jesus tells his followers?
福音呢两个字意思系好消息。耶稣今日喺马太福音里边似乎唔系太多好消息。作为基督徒，我哋系现实主义者，我哋认识到罪嘅果同埋邪恶嘅现实，但系我哋 系充满希望嘅人。喺我哋今日阅读嘅福音里边，我哋喺边度可以找到希望呢？我哋喺边度可以睇到耶稣话俾佢个门徒知嘅好消息呢？
To begin, we confess the truth. We remember as Christians, we're realists. We confess the power of sin and the hold sin possesses even over us. We confess we are sinners. We also confess there is sin and evil in the world that is in direct opposition to God and God's people.
首先我们要承认真相，记住作为基督徒，我们是现实主义者，我们承认罪的权势，我们是拥有罪，我们承认我们是罪人，我们承认
That's why Jesus says in our gospel reading today that his followers will be hated because of Jesus' sake. This did indeed happen to those first followers of Jesus. Families were divided over Jesus. Jesus tells us that family members will turn against family members and betray family members to death, all because of Jesus.
喺我哋今日阅读嘅福音里边，就系话点解耶稣嘅追随者系因为耶稣嘅缘故而被憎恨？呢一件事情的确发生喺耶稣第一批嘅追随者身上。家庭嘅分裂系因为耶稣。耶稣话俾我哋知，家庭会背叛家人。
From a long time ago, we have the story of Perpetua. She was a Christian woman. She was a Christian follower of Jesus around the year 200, or about 200 years after the birth of Jesus. She's a Christian in North Africa. Perpetua's story is known to us as one of the first writings by a Christian woman that we have.
我哋有贝图雅嘅故事，贝图雅系耶稣嘅追随者，大约耶稣诞生后二十二百年左右，佢系北非嘅基督徒。贝图雅嘅故事系第一个女性基督徒写嘅作品。
In her story, Perpetua tells us that she was accused by the Roman authorities at the time for being a Christian, and that was a very dangerous accusation. Could lead to the death penalty. Perpetua is a young mother. Perpetua's father tells Perpetua just to lie to the Roman authorities. Say you're not a Christian. Think about your future. Save yourself and your child.
在佩图雅的故事里面，佩图雅讲述了当其时被罗马政府指控为基督徒，这个指控可能导致死刑。佩图雅是一位年轻的母亲，佩图雅的父亲叫他不要承认他是一个基督徒，他父亲当然不想自己的女儿去死。
Perpetua does not lie, and when asked if she's a Christian, she says plainly, yes, I'm a Christian. She tells the Roman authorities who questioned her, there's a vase there, and she says, see that vase? What is it? It's a vase. See me? I'm a Christian. Just like a vase is a vase, a Christian is a Christian. It's a simple and obvious point, she says. Perpetua confesses that she's a Christian.
佩图雅不会讲大话，他直接了当地回答罗马官员，是啊，我就是一个基督徒。他还反问罗马官员，你看看那一个是不是花樽来呢？罗马官员回答说，是一个花樽。我佩图雅就是一个基督徒，好像那个花樽那样，花樽就是花樽，就是那么简单了。
Perpetua is eventually put to death. She's martyred for her simple yet clear and public faith in Jesus, her Savior and Lord. She does not lie. She does not hide her faith. And Christians have handed down her story for hundreds of years as a reminder of what Jesus says to us today, the one who endures to the end will be saved.
佩图雅被处死因为他简单而明确同埋公开地相信耶稣是他的救主而殉道。他没有讲大话，没有掩饰自己的信仰。几个世纪以来，基督徒一直流传着他的故事，以提醒人们耶稣所说的话，坚持到底的人将得救。
I remember when I was thinking about going to seminary and training to be a pastor, whether I should or not, I was asked directly by an older and wiser pastor. He was a professor. He asked me, have you suffered for the gospel? And I thought at the time that this was strange, but the simple words, have you suffered for the gospel, still strikes me to the heart.
我记得我正在考虑感我是不是应该去神学院受训成为一名牧师的时候，有一位联长明智牧师教授直接问我，你为福音受苦了吗？这一句简单又奇怪的问题打动了我的心，你是否为福音受苦了？
Martin Luther, the reformer of the Christian church, to which our church is named as a Lutheran church, said that real theology is theology under the cross of Christ, or a theology of the cross. It is theology or living as Christians in with and under the cross of Christ, in with and under the sufferings of Christ.
我们路德会以基督教命名为改革者马丁路德说，真正的神学是基督十字架的神学，作为基督徒生活在基督的十字架上，与基督一起在基督的苦难之中。
As Christians we see the world as it really isCreated by God, yes, but also fallen and broken in sin and evil. Just as Jesus' body is broken, fallen on the cross. We call evil and sin what they really are, just what the cross is. It's no good. It's wrong. We realize that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition.
我们看到世界真是由上帝创造，但是罪恶同埋委曲咗罪恶同埋邪恶里面，我哋称 罪恶同埋邪恶为坏的，没有好的，错误的。我哋意识到我哋冇办法从罪恶嘅状况里面解脱出来。
And we are also hope-filled or full of hope as Christians. We look to the cross of Christ and live in hope, even when facing suffering and evil in our lives. Jesus was himself, as his own prophetic words from our gospel reading today show, betrayed by one of his own brothers in faith, Judas. His own family member betrays Jesus.
我们真是充满希望，仰望基督的十字架，即使面对苦难和邪恶，都会充满盼望。耶稣的预言所显示，耶稣被一名信徒的兄弟家庭成员出卖，犹大出卖。
Jesus was handed over to death by one of his own family of faith members. In suffering, he endures it. In the face of evil, he endures to the end. Jesus is saved. And when we look to the cross of Jesus Christ, we see an empty cross. The power of sin is empty. Jesus is not there. He's endured to the end. He's saved. He's risen. And we are hope-filled Easter people.
耶稣被他自己的信仰家庭交给了死亡，在苦难邪恶面前，耶稣忍耐到底，耶稣解围了。我们仰望基督耶稣的十字架，我们见到十字架是空的，耶稣忍耐到底得救了，他复活了，我们是充满希望的复活人。
The empty cross shows us the empty power of sin and evil and death in our lives. Jesus empties sin and death and evil of all of its power, takes it away. He forgives sin, destroys death, overcomes evil.
基督空洞的十字架向我们展示了罪恶同埋邪恶的空洞力量。耶稣清空罪恶、死亡同埋邪恶嘅能力，耶稣赦免、毁灭死亡，战胜邪恶。
Now we can fully see that good news or gospel in our gospel reading today from Jesus. Jesus says in our reading, "Have no fear. Have no fear. Instead, as Christians have said, be of good cheer." Say publicly, Jesus says what he teaches. Privately, that in Jesus there is the good, the true, the right, the noble. There is salvation, eternal life. There is power over all evil.
我们现在可以看到今日阅读的福音里面全部的好消息。耶稣说，不要怕，好好欢呼。耶稣公开说出他私底下教导的事情。在耶稣里有善良的、真实的、正确的、高贵的、够有效的、永生和战胜一切罪恶的能力。
We live in with and under the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ which has power to forgive, heal, save, to make all things new. The cross of Christ shows us the power of good over evil, forgiveness over sin. Life over death. Jesus endures to the end and is saved. Jesus calls and strengthens us to endure to the end and be saved.
我们生活在十字架里，与十字架同在。十字架下耶稣基督的大能可以饶恕、医治、拯救，使万物更新。耶稣的十字架显示了善胜过恶，宽恕胜过罪，生命胜过死亡的能力。耶稣忍耐到底，耶稣呼召我们坚持到底就得救。
I share with you a story from the past, Perpetua, who is a Christian, but here's a story from the present. Later today, we will remember and give thanks to God for the life and witness of Pastor Philip Yang. Pastor Yang endured to the end in Jesus. He is saved. He faithfully preached publicly here, as Jesus says, at True Light for decades. He witnessed publicly to the power of Jesus over sin, death, and evil. And now he is with Jesus in his heavenly presence. He has followed and proclaimed Jesus. He has endured to the end.
等一阵间，我哋为杨牧师嘅生活见证同埋记住，感谢上帝。杨牧师喺耶稣里忍耐到底，得救了。几十年来，杨牧师喺灵光堂公开宣讲耶稣，佢见证了耶稣胜过罪恶、死亡同埋邪恶嘅能力。而家杨牧师喺天上与耶稣同在。
Perpetua, Pastor Yang are good examples for us that it's about Jesus, the cross of Jesus. And for all of us pastors, non-pastors, all of us who are followers, whoever we are, Jesus speaks his words to us today, to all Christians, to endure to the end. And all of us can expect suffering for the gospel of Jesus sometime or another. All of us can expect pain and hardship in our lives. All of us can count on sin and evil to make a mess of things.
我们所有的人，牧师和非牧师，都是耶稣的跟随者。耶稣今日对所有基督徒说话，坚持到底。我们所有人都可以期待耶稣的苦难福音。
We are realists, but we're also hope-filled, hopeful people. We are confident that Jesus is with us. We live in, with, and under the cross of Christ. Death has no power over Jesus. Evil and sin cannot overcome Jesus or us in Jesus.
我们是现实主义者，我们希望，我们相信和与耶稣同在，我们生活在基督的十字架里与耶稣一起，在基督的十字架之下，死亡对耶稣和我们没什么大不了。
Perpetua, Pastor Yang, those who have gone before us in the faith, they remind us, those of us who are still making our way in faith, to not grow weary in doing good, to not give up when the going gets tough, to follow, to be faithful. After all, we follow the one Jesus who endured to the end. So Jesus tells us today, the one who endures to the end will be saved.
佩图雅和杨牧师提醒我们，仍然在圣养中进行，不要厌倦行善，在遇到困难时不要放弃，要跟随耶稣保持忠诚。 我们跟随耶稣坚持到底，耶稣今日对我们讲，坚持到底必得救，阿门。